Dina Diamond, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. There's your science lesson for the morning.
Well, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. Clearly no one else did. All right. 7:38. We've got 7 minutes to talk about Kylie Jenner. I mean, tell us everything. Don't leave out a thing.
All right. Where do we begin?
So she's the youngest self-made
billionaire in the world.
Unreal. Beating
Mark Zuckerberg, because he only made it at 23. Shame.
Oh, gosh. And she made it at when?
21.
No rubbish.
All right. So for anyone who's been living under a rock, Kylie Jenner, who is she? She is the sister of the Kardashians. She is the youngest child of Kris and now Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce.
Right.
And is part of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians crowd. She's been on television since she was 10 years old.
Incredible.
So the way she's actually made literally her billion is that she launched she launched a cosmetic company called Kylie Cosmetics with a lip kit, which sold out literally in 1 minute on the internet. She's partnered with Shopify at the moment. And the reason she is so unbelievably successful is because she has a social media following of 175 million people.
Oh, my
who
word.
She can market to directly.
Oh, my word. So,
and
so,
you think
so,
she is the goddess of life.
So you just put one thing out there. This is what I'm selling, and it's gone.
Gone in 5 seconds. And literally, every single time she has a product, she breaks the internet. Whenever there's a launch, I remember actually even, I'll admit it, watching that episode, and you actually see the launch, and it goes live, the website with her cosmetics, literally 1 minute later, they were all sold out. Her lip
so before she launches, I mean, she has got to have warehouses filled with product ready to go.
Absolutely. But I mean, she had put money originally into the development. I think she put $250,000, which she has spare cash anyway lying around, and into the development of it. She's always been like the funky sister, the trendy, but she is definitely the trendiest of them all in terms of...
She's smart, or is it somebody else just using her brand and her name?
So you know what? I mean, Forbes actually came under fire saying she's self-made. What does self-made mean?
I was going to ask you about the question of self-made, because what does that mean?
So, I mean, if you look at it, you have to give her kudos somewhere, because all the other sisters as well were... suffered
the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Yes,
exactly. Through that, and have all made fortunes from the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So I went and had a little quick look at a quickie little thing at what their wealth is sitting at the moment, right? And the wealthiest of them all, besides Kylie, because Kylie has now topped the pops, and she is the queen. Kim is worth $350 million. She's also launched her own cosmetic brand, but it's only worth $100 million. So compared to Kylie, her actual company is worth $900 million. It has grown 9% just in sales and revenue in the last year, which is insane, because that means that she's got a growing business. She's onto something. And you see, if you follow her actually on her Instagram, she's constantly launching stuff. She's constantly promoting it. She runs on relatively low overheads because she doesn't have a huge amount of full-time staff, but she does produce in California. And it is, if without social media, she would never, ever have reached this fame. So in terms of the wealth of the sisters, so when you talk about self-made, all of them had that same opportunity, you could say.
Right, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I think you're quite right.
Because, I mean, so they've all got that same level of publicity.
Yes,
but she has got that X factor. She's got something. You've got to give her credit. She's taken
product
and she's created a massive empire. So as I was saying, so Kim's worth $350
million. Right.
So Chloe is worth about $40 million. Chloe is also launched in it's called Good American. It's like a brand of jeans. And she also does a show called...
Revenge body.
It's
funny how quickly we knew that it's got the word revenge and bodies in it.
And so the nutty's there. Straight. So yes, indeed, that was produced on E about getting fit. Love your work,
Zanati. What do you want to talk about, Zanati? Something you want to tell us?
Check that from the corner.
Yeah. Revenge bodies. Yeah.
And then Courtney is worth $35 million. That also had a range of... That also done collaborations with H&M. They've done their own fashion ranges.
So normal families have like this growing chart at the back of a bathroom door.
They've got net wealth.
They've got a net wealth chart.
Exactly. Right. But the mominger, who's the mominger, who manages the girls, Kris, is worth about $60 million because she takes 10% of all proceeds. Clever
as a mom would.
As a mom does.
Yes.
yeah, very fair.
That's right, absolutely.
So when we say, is she self-made, you know what?
I think so too.
I think she just has taken what she's been given. Yes, she's been given a hand up. But she's got global fame.
Because, and once you start this game, where do you end it? You know what I mean? What determines self-made? So if a person comes from a wealthy family, are they never allowed to, increase their wealth and therefore don't get recognition? I think you have to give recognition. No. I think it's superb. She didn't need to. She could lay lazy about all day
and still would have lived
her life with no downside, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, even her baby, Stormy, she's got a baby at age 21,
okay,
was holding her new Louis Vuitton the other day, so she got her first Louis at that age. But in terms of her social media strategy, I mean, she's not dumb. I mean, she's obviously got people that help her, but she has created a following that is religious to the point of will buy anything she creates.
I think that is unbelievable. So interesting indeed. Kylie Jenner is gorgeous, says Unassigned.
I mean, listen, she's had a lot of work. And actually, the funny thing is that her lip kits were the first thing that sold because everyone loves her lips and the way she does it. And she had a lot of fans asking her about it. Ironically, they are a bit enhanced.
ever so slightly.
But she's really made the most of it. And from her own product range, she's constantly innovating. Her brand is young. It's fresh. It appeals to the new generation. It's funky. It's unique. Even just the design of the packaging. And I think she's done a brilliant job. I think they're actually all marketing geniuses. I know people say they're famous for being famous, but what you will.
But you've got to get famous for being famous, don't you?
You have to get. And everyone's trying to get famous for being famous in Hollywood.
Absolutely. I think that is absolutely incredible. We've been chatting about Kylie Jenner, the youngest self-made billionaire, younger than Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Just wow. It's 7:45, Dina Diamond. Thank you as always. That was Marketing Monday.